Yerushalmi Daf Ayin. So the Gemara is continuing with the Machlekes, Relezer of Yochanan, and to understand the Psukim, of to which Pasuk telling you why this is be different with the Gabi Din Shvias, with the plowing, it would be considered Din Zerea, plowing is Aser on Shvias, on a field you're over, you're liking or you're not liking, depends how you drash in the Pasuk. So the Gemara says, Leslayer of Elezer in Chok, and Elezer does not hold that you can't be Chalak, there's not a difference between the two different Yisurim. The Gabi, Bemeka Chilka Torah says that, sowing and pruning is not different than the other Malachos. How could you say, how could you learn out that you learn out from all over that plowing should be the same thing? The Chari is right, Rav Yochan is right, Shnei Dvarim Yotzim and Aklal, I'll tell you these are different. So the Gemara says, Nisla Chalak, Rav Yochan, no, of course there is a difference. But in Chokin, but two things that can't be Mechalak, Halami, Muramdin, but the Torah is telling you about other things that you can learn now. In other words, in Echonami, two Isurim from a regular rule, you can, generally, if it's unique, we say you can learn out the other cases. You don't separate them. However, when you're learning out in a group, learning out a general rule, Malamdin, then you can say that it applies to other cases as well. So therefore, even the Torah singles out these things on Shvias, and we know there are other Malachas that got be Shvias as well. So then these two are a category that examples the Torah is telling you, just like these are Malkas, so to all other aspects of Shvias are considered Malkas as well, including plowing as well. That's like Vyokla, that's Rav Elezer Shita, why he learns that the drasha, but I can't melamdin to tell you, goofa, that it applies, these two cases tell you the chiddush that it applies, that you over Malkus, you get Malkus on plowing as well. So they must say, Elezer Vyokla of Vyokla, oh, so the Chor is such a good svar, what Elezer is saying, doesn't Vyokla agree also, if you have a number of Malachos in plowing, in the Yisr Shvias, and the Torah says two, the two would tell you to learn out all the others, melamdin, like Vyosha, Elezer says, the Chor of Yochanan argue with that. So Gemara said, Yochanan said, no. Shnai, it's different in the other cases. Shaklalu. Gemara said, in the case of it, it's a mitzaseh palozaseh. The other ones, we told you, they're different. And as a malam, you can learn out one from a safe malozaseh and a losaseh from a naseh, you can't learn out together. They're different, they don't apply, you can't learn out together. Zuck to Gemara, Dr. of Yogi Lazar, Yinichi, Kuntra of Lazar, Lazar, comes out very good. You're not to go ahead and plant Parashik Maris in the year of Shvi, it's not called a Maisa. Because you're not doing it for the sake of the land, you're doing it to make a... you're not doing it for the better the land or the trees. You're doing it to make a bar shichan maros. There's no iser. A daiter Elezer, a daiter of Yochanan, a court of Yochanan, malakba. What? Who doesn't hold it a drasha plowing with chalzas? Or well, later you gotta go dig for a bar shichan maros. What's the luck in here? Shem maladin alin iser. I gotta give a lot of the bathroom. So it sounds like it can't be mattered either. No, court of Yochanan, these things should be considered aser. You know, laser says only things that don't the Torah Shvius is usher. So plowing is usher. Could be learned on Malamdin from sowing and pruning is usher. So too plowing is usher. Court of Yochanan, who says the plowing is not us, we don't know the other Malacho. So if you don't know the other Malacho to usher it, then maybe it should be mutter to tell you that maybe this thing plowing itself should be usher. Me didn't nothing to do with Shvius. It's usher even if you're not doing it for the sake of the field. It should be usher to do it a field itself. It should be considered usher on Shvius. Or court of Yochanan. So much I'm happy to cut the goy. A time Rav Yochanan, there's a reason why it's usher. Shei shanim tis rasatcha lo b'shvius. You cannot in the seventh year. But shei shanim tama tis matarmaka lo b'shvius. But not in the seventh year. So kav lo asay you. But mikorach asayu. Any lo asay that comes from an asay is considered as an asay, and therefore the Torah says to you anything that extends from this halacha to become an asay. Therefore, Rav Yochanan says it would apply. These things should be considered. These things would be mutter because an asay would not be considered. Only things that come from that drasha, that usher, that would be considered to plant for the sake of the tree or the land. That would be considered. It comes from the asay. That would be considered because the field itself, Torah says, has to rest. But something you're doing, not the Torah is the field, just to make marashikamara, that's not part of the field. It's the field. And Rav Yochanan would agree that that's considered okay as well. That Lakar would explain the Machlokas relation of Yochanan and why this thing would be the Yosef. Like the great Gemara, the Yovibasei. So a person who goes in and plants or plows and fields and shvias a corner of Yochanan would be over Takan Asei. Is that so? Machlokas. You don't even have an Asei. Not only is it not Losei, not even over an Asei. So we have Machlokas. Machlokas Tanoyim of Yirmiyah and Rav Yossi, whether it's a Din Asei or not, whether it's a Bechal you over an Asei or not. So Gemara says, "I lied to me, luck. Siv shatars labes l'Hashem." But Torah tells us halacha that the field should rest. The field should be Shabbos l'Hashem. Must be the mitzvahs asay that it should rest. So how could you say that it's not even an asay? Not even an asay. The chari it isn't an asay. The Torah gives an extra pasuk. So isn't the chari telling you that the halacha, the pasuk that should be mitzvahs asay? No, telling you the pasuk the gabbai didn't losase. The gabbai the aseid is not. The Torah is only telling you the gabbai didn't losase sebah. And therefore, the losase would be a losase, but not the aseid. There's no aseid. It's not what the Torah is telling you for. The Torah is not telling you the gabbai didn't the aseid. Therefore, it should not be considered good. So the Gemara says, if that's so, what's the halacha the gabbai other malachos? If we're talking about the letters of the chokas, the gabbai the halacha, what about the difference of brisa, the negay to whether we over nish a plow? And the Gemara wants to know, yachal yalok at altosis shabbat with charib, even it would get malchus, even for extensions, reply in other cases as well. What does that mean? Should be complied for the other extension? What does the Torah mean, extension? What does the brisa mean? Yochan apasim asisa, he learns the mission, the brisa to mean, yachal lok at altosis shabbat, you think it even applies, you should be over, you're not plowing on shviyas, and tell you that it's not up, doesn't apply. He learns the price. You think maybe it should be considered us, it should be over, even if you just did two things, prakim rishonim, the things you did before the year begins, the things you did prepare the field, that would be considered to be considered also. Also, Atshviyas, the Kiddush is not also Atshviyas. Each one learns the Brisa that we don't, towards the end of the Kiddush, we don't extend the issue Shviyas, each one learns the Shitasa. Yochas doesn't apply to plowing. Avilezer doesn't apply to the things you do to prepare the field before Shviyas. That would be the Brisa, according to both of them, each one would fit into what the Brisa is telling you, the Halacha of Drasha, of where the din applies, of where the extension applies, where the Brisa does not tell you an extra Kiddush, again, to the din of Allah. So the Gemara extends this even one little bit further. Is Tana din Abilu, the Brisa that attack applies, Sheshtim is Zal Sechot, is Tana Abilu, the Brisa, Sechot, the Kamecho, the Sizra. Torah says, you know the Pasuk, you can't go ahead, you can't play in your field, and you can't do your Kamecho. What's the Kiddush of the Pasuk? What's the Brisa adding on to tell you, Man, Yom, Sheshtim, Tizal Sechot, Kamecho, what's the Kiddush of the Yochanan? It's the writer of Yochanan. What's the extension telling you the halacha is? That halacha is plowing on shviyas, no issur. There's no issur on shviyas to plow. That's the chiddush of the pasuk to tell you that there's no issur asay, there's no laf, and there's no asay on planting, on plowing on the air shviyas. There's no issur on that extension. That's a raya brayser of Elazar to tell you the tafka in the seventh year you can't do it. But before the seventh year starts, there's tafka no issur. That's a chara, a raya, a raya to the brayser. Halacha, there's no malchus on there. According to Elazar's halacha, his drasha would make sense. So the chara, we have a brayser connected. A brayser fits in a corner of Elazar, and a brayser fits in a corner of Yochanan. I'm going to come to it now. Another brayser, the chara, would be a stira to Elazar from a different brayser.